Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard, author of a bunch of books, including The Well Done School, including Mind Like Water, including Little Wave and Old Swell, and my favorite, which is my favorite, Little Wave and Old Swell. Hey, Jim, thanks again for being here. We're talking, folks, about the concern that he and I both have, and maybe you do, about the decline of virtue in America. And, Jim, I want to read something here. You gave us a great quote from President Washington in the last segment. I want to read something here that a lot of people are familiar with, but maybe they haven't heard lately. And this is a man who wrote this, President Lincoln, at a time when America has never been more divided. Even now, it's not as divided as it was in those days. And yet he was able to say these things in his inaugural speech. He said, "I am loath to close, but are not enemies. We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained it, must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic cords of memory stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land will swell the chorus of the Union when again touched, as surely as they will be, by the better angels of our nature." Now, think about that. This is the man who is leading the nation in the middle of the Civil War, and he was able to say that without being partisan even.
Exactly, yeah.
Where's that leadership? Where's that kind of statesmanship today on either side of the aisle?
Yeah, you're right.
But it comes back to what you said a minute ago. De Tocqueville warned us about this. In the early part of the 19th century, De Tocqueville said, we get the government we deserve.
Yeah. And, you know, when you read that quote, I thought, is that the one that's going to end with, and it did, with the phrase, the better angels of our nature? That's
yep.
what gets quoted from that,
yep,
that talk.
That's right. And that was the end of his inaugural address. That was the last words, better angels of our nature. And so, but you think about that. You think about so we're talking about, folks, what Jim and I are concerned about is the decline of virtue in America. And I can't stop coming back to Daniel Patrick Moynihan's quote, his idea that of defining deviancy down. So, Jim, what should we do? What's our next step?
Well, let Walt Whitman talk about that in his Hymn to America. I've got a few lines from that because I'm into uplift, as you know, Jim. And
yep.
This is what this does for me. It's like he's writing to America as if he's facing the country across a table.
Mm-hmm.
Thee in thy future, thee in thy larger, saner brood of female male, thee in thy athletes, moral, spiritual, south, north, west, east, thee in thy moral wealth and civilization, until which thy proudest material civilization must remain in vain. Thee in thy all-supplying, all-enclosing worship. Thee in no single Bible, Savior merely. Thy Saviors countless, latent within thyself, equal to any, divine as any. These in thee, certain to come, I prophesy. And you know,
wow.
Gotta look for that. We've got to look for that within ourselves. And I think events are choosing us now. I think I have a sense of, like, at last something's going to turn around. A giant, Jim, I feel like, you know how I, as a writer, I love the metaphors. And I always love the one of a giant that's been asleep and is, you know, waking up and rubbing his eyes. And
right.
It isn't political. It's the moral activist in each of us. It's the voice of conscience.
Can I give you my thinking on why I think you may be right? And it'll probably surprise you. And it's what's been moving me for several years now. And it motivated me to write a book about this, Jim. and that is that you and I are living, we've been practicing a catalog of ethics that's been developed for 10,000 years. We don't talk about it. We don't think about it. We just are ethical people. But that those ethics, Jim, have been moving at miles per hour and RPMs and horsepower that at that kind of leverage, that kind of speed. In the digital age we're moving into, you and I are still going to be analog beings. We're still going to want ethical behavior, but we can't have that same behavior moving at RPMs or miles per hour. It's got to move at gigahertz. And and I'm talking about people around the world, we come to terms with the fact that we have to install ethics in the digital leverage landscape that we have. I think that's when that conversation you're talking about will happen. What do you think?
That's a great metaphor for it. I love it. I love it. Very good. I'm applauding, Jim.
Well, the thing is that people are still don't realize that we're increasingly digital, but we haven't figured out how to digitize trust. And I are going to require trust as analog beings. And so that's a conversation we have not even had yet. So I'm hoping,
beautiful.
I'm hoping when
beautiful.
We do, Jim, that'll move us toward reversing this decline of virtue that you talk about in America. Jim Ballard, will you come back soon?
You bet.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check out his books. Go to Amazon and type in Jim Ballard or even James Ballard, and you'll find him. Stay with us. I got to take quick breaks. Be right back. I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.